Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Juliana. I'm from Colombia, Medellin, Colombia. I'm studying English in English Studio. I think that I need to improve my grammar in English.
Hello, my name's William.
Hello.
We're going to listen to a conversation between Mark and Eleanor.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're talking about what they're going to have for dinner. Tell me, after you've heard the clip, how do they finish most of their sentences?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Eleanor, you like carrots, don't you?
I love them, but we haven't got any, have we?
Don't worry, I'm going to the shops now. They're open late tonight, aren't they?
Till 10 o'clock, I think.
They finish, have we?
That's right, I certainly heard have we, and I think I heard a few more questions too. But let's find out how you did now, and also find out a little bit more about this week's grammar by going over to our grammar expert, Catherine.
Hi, Juliana. Mark and Eleanor asked a short question at the end of most of their sentences. These questions are called question tags. We use them either to ask for information, or to check information we already have, or just to keep the conversation going. Question tags have two parts: a helping verb or auxiliary verb like do, have, or can, and a pronoun. Let's look at the helping verb first. Usually, for a negative sentence, you need to use a positive helping verb in the question tag. Listen to Eleanor.
We haven't got any carrots, have we?
The sentence "we haven't got any carrots" is negative, so the question tag is positive, have we? Listen again.
We haven't got any carrots, have we?
Now, when the sentence is positive, the question tag is negative. Here's Mark.
The shops are open late tonight, aren't they?
The sentence, "the shops are open late tonight," is positive, so the helping verb "aren't" in the question is negative. Listen again.
The shops are open late tonight, aren't they?
Now, sometimes there isn't a helping verb in positive sentences. When there isn't a helping verb, we use the correct form of the verb do to make the question tag.
Eleanor, you like carrots, don't you?
And as for the second part of the question tag, the pronoun, you use the pronoun that corresponds to the subject of the sentence. For example, you like carrots, don't you? Or, the shops are open late tonight, aren't they? Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Now, Catherine makes that sound very easy, doesn't she?
It's easy when she is explaining.
I think that you understand it well enough to do the grammar challenge.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to give you a sentence, and I want you to repeat the sentence and then add a question tag to the end of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if you're listening at home, don't forget that you can join in with a grammar challenge too. Juliana, if I said the sentence, "those people don't look very happy," how would you put a question tag onto the end of that? It would be,
"those people don't look very happy, do you? Does you? No."
What was the subject of that sentence? Those people.
Those people.
Once more.
Those people don't look very happy, do they?
Okay, those people don't look very happy, do they? You like ice cream.
You like ice cream? You don't? the auxiliary is first.
Okay, try it again. Yeah. You like spaghetti.
You like spaghetti, don't you?
Brilliant, you like spaghetti, don't you? You've never been to America.
You've never been to America, have you?
Perfect. You've never been to America, have you?
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Okay, Julianne, just before we finish, I want you to ask me some questions about me using question tags.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
You live with your friends, don't you?
Yes, I do. I live with a friend.
Your name is William, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My name is William. One more.
You are 25, aren't you?
No, I'm not, I'm afraid. I'm a little bit older than 25, but not too far off there. And that's all we've got time for this week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
bbclearningenglish.com.